Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Eddie.
Good evening.
Good.
Huh?
How things going?
Oh, pretty good. I've just been catching up on some rest.
Okay.
This weekend. You want me to start reading?
No, there's nobody on.
Okay.
Good evening.
Excuse me? Is that Tiffany? Yes. Hello. Good evening. Hi. Good evening. How are you? I'm doing good. Thank you. Great. And you have Stacy with you? Yes. Stacy, they going to sing. They're getting a song ready.
Okay.
And Kayla.
Okay.
And hopefully the mother will join us.
Okay.
And grandma too. Okay.
Okay. Okay, do we have Auntie Marie?
Yes.
All right, welcome. Is Reverend Allen on as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We have Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Mom and Pop?
Yes.
All righty. Well, I'll do a quick roll call, and then Loretta, will you read for us in case we have more callers? I have Auntie Janet, Stacy, Kayla, and Mom, Auntie Marie, Reverend Allen, Auntie Betty, Mom and Pop, and Loretta, and myself, Angela.
Yeah. Amen.
Welcome, everyone.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. The reading is in Exodus 19. I'll read 1 through 8. The Israelites arrived in the Sinai Peninsula 3 months after the night of their departure from Egypt. After breaking camp at Rephidim, they came to the base of Mount Sinai and set up camp there. Moses climbed a rugged mountain to meet with God. And from somewhere in the mountain, God called to him and said, "Give these instructions to the people of Israel. Tell them, you have seen what I did to the Egyptian and how I brought you to myself as dove on eagle's wings. Now, if you will obey me and keep your part of my contract with you, you shall be my own little flock from among all the nations of the earth, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be a kingdom of priests to God, a holy nation." Moses returned from the mountain and called together the leaders of the people and told them what the Lord had said. They all responded in unison, "We will certainly do everything he asked of us." Moses reported the words to the people of the people to the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for the reading, Loretta. And we did have another caller, Auntie Donna.
Yes.
Welcome.
Right.
Are you by yourself or do you have Kira with you?
I'm by myself right now.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you. And, we have Mom and Pop on the line, Loretta, myself, Angela, Auntie Janet, Stacy, Kayla, Auntie Marie, Reverend Allen, Auntie Betty, and Auntie Dot, everyone. Everyone, welcome to this evening's family session. Give some background noise. See if I can turn it off. Alrighty. If you will please bow your heads for the opening prayer. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Heavenly Father, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers. Lord, destroy and remove any deceptions in our minds as we bow and worship before you. Oh, Lord, open up our hearts to receive your Spirit. Help us to actively listen to your word. Guide our minds to accept the teaching and for us to seize the moments we spend together today. Father God, there are more than three gathered here today in your name. We thank you for being in the midst. Therefore, anything we ask for in prayer, we believe we shall receive. In your precious name, amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Before we get started, I hope everyone did receive the new schedule. And I was going to do something different, but I'm just going to make a change to the schedule. I'm the responsive reading at the end and have Auntie Janet and Loretta. Loretta, I'm going to change that to Auntie Betty.
And Auntie Janet.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Hi. Auntie Janet, the bold, and Auntie Betty. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started with our program, and we'll start with the responsive reading that was for Reverend Alex.
Okay, Joe.
Responsive reading, let me ask you, we're going to do like we were doing the church. I read one verse and the congregation read the next one on down.
No, I told you, just read that yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Your response to reading. God put the desire in us to love Him.
Yeah, that's the wrong part.
Right there.
Wait.
At peace.
The
people
that.
Mm-hmm.
Not this.
This right here.
God,
I told you.
Response to reading, having set me free, the peace of God can reflect us from our anxiety, thought, and peace, and teach to speak.
Oh, you. Okay.
Always. When we were excited, one exaltation, free from life, struggling, show us your love and merit.
Mercy.
Mercy through the purposes of our relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Reverend Allen. Awesome. Okay, we're going to go ahead into our lesson. So we're going to go ahead and start with our lesson. First, Love God by Brenda J. Davis. And the first reading is by Pops.
God put the desire in us to love Him and that He will make it possible for us to fulfill this. Matthew 22:37. God love with every part of our being. All of him begins in affliction. And nothing in religion is done right that is not done there for you. Man is a creature cut out by love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And our next reader is Auntie Marie.
Okay, it's impossible to work for God and not love him. But it is selfish to sell God, demanding religion of their advantages that are void of passionate and eternal value. Loving God fulfills our primary need for entertainment. If we don't devote ourselves to him, we are apt to go astray. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Auntie Marie. Our next reader is Auntie Di.
Yes, having a devoted spouse is a blessing, but it's not a substitute for the intimacy we are designed to enjoy the God person alone. Most of us know this already, but either out of habit or in response to what we perceive as a desperate need, we try to fill this God-given desire for intimacy through unhealthy means that evenly will imprison us.
Mm.
Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Auntie Dodd. The next reader we have is Sister Shirley. I don't think she's here today. Loretta, would you like to read that part?
Okay. One major reason we shy away from intimacy with God is because of our hindrance in our face-to-face experience with Jesus. There is the veil that continues to cover our hearts. This veil is comprised of terms like self-sin, self-righteousness, self-pity, self-confidence, self-admiration, and self-love, and many others. Amen?
Amen.
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 The next reader I will go. These things are so tightly interwoven into our nature and upheld in our culture. Spiritual commands can only be obeyed by the Spirit of God in us. Love is the rest and satisfaction of the soul. If we walk in this good old way, we shall find rest. If we place other things in the space God forms within us for himself, these will obstruct our view of him and leave us empty and enslaved. Amen.
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 Loretta, thank you for the earlier reading. And the next reader we have is Mother.
But giving first place to our first love and offering to him what he desires, most will bring liberty and fulfillment of our desperate need for this life and the one to come. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thanks, everyone. That concludes our lesson on First Love God.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We'll move on to the stick and shutting. So I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Amen. If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the wonderful things that you are doing for our sick and shut ins, especially in Daddy Verna, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Angela Patton, Cheryl, Daniel and Hubert Lowe, Loretta Simmons, Josh and Kim, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Sedaria, Isaiah, Janet Williams, Charles and Val, Vicki Hussman, Brian, Marianne, Mary Lowe, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Mario, LaTanya, Carlos and the Wells family, Ruth Edwards, Valerie Crockett, Jessica Smith, Doris Reed and family, members of Sister Shirley family, Eddie Tipman, Rochelle Bessler, the Norris family, Tallian family, Jesse Berner, the Rossiter family, Angela Burns, the Moody family, Jerry and Terry, Quentin and Rayco, Lenny and family, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we also ask that you go into our hospitals, nursing homes, and on our battlefields, and lay your healing hands among them all. Father God, we are calling upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing among all of our sick and shut-ins. Allow us to believe that by his stripes we are healed. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, in our next agenda item, we have the birthday greetings for anyone celebrating the birthday in May 17th through May the 23rd. Are there any birthdays? Okay. I don't have any on my list, Loretta. So,
I don't have any on my list.
Okay. Well, we'll just say happy birthday to them. I'll take it out then. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Okay. Well, it's that time where we're ready to shine. Let's share what's on our hearts. Let's do some praises or testimonies or congratulations or poems or songs. So I would like to start us off with Auntie Marie.
I pass.
Okay. Well, Reverend Allen.
Evan. You have anything else to say?
Read a few scriptures.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Jesus said, little cherry, you are a little while I am with you. You shall see me, and I said unto the Jew, well, you go, you cannot come. So soon as I said unto you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved thee. Ye shall also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one to another. And Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, where thou goest? That Jesus answered him, where I go, thou cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterward. And Peter said unto him, Lord, what cannot follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. And Jesus asked him and said, will thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt not crow till thou hast denied me three times. Amen.
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 Yeah. Thank you for that, Reverend Allen.
Yeah.
Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to try to sing a song.
Amen.
God has mine on me. He has set me free. God has mine on me. He's been good to me. God has smile on you. He has set you free. God has smile on you. He's been good to you. Amazing grace. A sweet sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God has smiled on you. He has set you free. God has smiled on you. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to you. Amen.
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 Okay,
you said mom. Okay, I'm reading Psalm 146. And it said, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praise unto my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth. He returneth to his earth in that very day. His thoughts perish. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his helper, who hopes is in the Lord, his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, is keeping peace forever, which is exceedingly encouragement for the oppressor, which gives food to the hungry. The Lord looses the prisoner. The Lord opens the eye of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserves the stranger. He relieveth the fatherless and widows, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord still reigns forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you for that.
I would like to share from Joel Osteen, I declare, day 17, I declare I will put action behind my faith. I will not be passive or indifferent. I will demonstrate my faith by taking bold steps to move toward what God has put in my heart. My faith will not be hidden. It will be seen. I know when God sees my faith, he will show up and do amazing things. This is my declaration. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Pam. Hey, Pops, would you like to share any fitness today?
Yes, I would like to read who Jesus really is.
Amen.
But first, I would like to know, well, is Kieran and Malachi listening?
Kieran is listening.
I enjoy talking and having fun with them for a few days. They really are nice kids, you know.
Amen.
I enjoy having fun. They really love it. And so I the mama and the grandmama and the granddaddy.
Amen.
It is all they need a little loving. And they are all right.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All right.
So I leave it at that. So the reading is who Jesus really is. Christ Jesus. Being is the form of God. Did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and to became obedient to the point of death, even the death of cross. I and my Father are one. Do you say or him whom the Father sanctified and sent him to the world? You are blaspheming because I said I am the Son of God. Jesus Christ, the eternal Word, has always existed by words. I falling off the glass it is. Okay. Miracle. God causes him to be conceived in the womb of Mary. Physician is he is. Let's go down a bit. He became conceived in the womb of Mary. Physically, you can call that name, he is known as the Son of Man. And spiritually, he is known as the Son of God. The scripture used the word spirit to explain the relationship that exists between God and the word Jesus Christ. Therefore, when he came into the word, said, "But a body shall prepared for me," and declared to be the Son of God, even power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Then Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. For in him dwell all the fullness of Godhead bodies. For unto us as a child is born, unto of the Spirit is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He will say to them, before Abraham was, I am. And in him was life, and in the life was light of man. That was the true light, which gives light to every man who come into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, in whom we have redemption through him, through his blood. The forgiveness of our sins, he is the invisible God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Pop. Okay, Loretta, do you have any good news to share?
Yes, reading from Our Daily Bread, the title is Choose Your God. You can pick up the reading out of the book of Joshua 24:14-18. And it goes on to say, I recently saw a commercial for an online game based on Greek mythology. It spoke about armies, mythological gods, heroes, and guests. What got my attention was the description of how to get the game started. You go online to register, choose your God, and build your empire. Wow, choose your God. Those words, though present casually in the ad, struck me as being characteristic of one of the most dangerous things about our world. In a game, it may be insignificant what God you choose, but in the real world, that choice has eternal consequences. To a generation of Israelites surrounded by the gods of their day, Joshua declared that they must choose their God, but it must not be done in a cavalry way. He set the example as he said, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land we dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Today, as in the days of Joshua, there are many questions, many options, but there is only one wise choice, the true God. Joshua made the right choice. Will you serve the Lord? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Amen. Okay, Auntie Dot, do you have anything to share?
No, but Kira want to say something.
Okay, go ahead, Kira.
I had a great time with Auntie Amy and Uncle. They are fun. They are funny. And Auntie always loses stuff, so God, please help her. Yes, but I had a great time with Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Miss Kira. Okay, next one, Stacy and Kayla, you guys are going to sing for us?
Okay, Stacy's going to do the 100th Psalm, 100th Psalm, and then they're going to sing.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah. Amen.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. Mm-hmm. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Now, Loretta Taylor, Stacy, and the mother, Ivana, they're going to sing.
Amen.
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 Bring it on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord has mighty reign. Hallelujah.
Graduations over the weekend. We have some coming up this following week. I don't have names, but I'm going to try to do this. I know that Jordan, mother's, my niece, my granddaughter, my mom's granddaughter, my niece, Jordan, graduated from high school with an associate degree.
Wow.
Amen.
And Auntie Great. Betty, I know your granddaughter graduated from college.
Auntie Betty,
what's her name?
Chantony Demon.
Congratulations.
We also have one coming up this on the 22nd, and it's Auntie Wiley's grandson, Norris. He's going to be graduating from high school.
Amen.
Hope I didn't miss anybody, but I just wanted to acknowledge those graduating class of 2015.
Amen.
And I just want to acknowledge.
Kayla will be graduating the 9th of this month.
Kayla?
Yes, from high school.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Congratulations.
Yeah, we have to do that again. All right. Congratulations. Okay. And then last but not least, my grandson made the physicals list. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Alrighty, well, we'll move right on over to the responsive reading, forgetting formal things, and I have Auntie Janet doing the bold and Auntie Betty doing the italics.
And
ever loving Lord, you said, "Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth.
The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind.
Past troubles will be forgotten and hidden from our eyes.
We will surely forget our troubles, recalling it only as water gone by."
Wow. "We will not call to mind the former things, or ponder things of the past.
Oh Lord, you will do something new. Now it will bring forth." Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you all. All right. So, Loretta, do you have anything else you would like to share before we move on?
Yes, I would like to ask Auntie Janet, were the girls able to go in on the program and listen to some of the past programs that we had?
Yes, they did.
Amen.
Yes, it was quite interesting.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. Yes. Really.
You're welcome. Do you want to give out parts?
I would like to say something.
Yes.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I would like to say something.
Okay.
Come on with it.
Okay. I went to my granddaughter's graduation. It was so beautiful. And I tell you, I just enjoyed myself. And I stayed with my sister. I had never spent the night with my sister before. I enjoy staying over there with them. They just keep you laughing. My stomach has been sore. So, my God, you're going to have to send me my telephone.
Your telephone cord?
I got a chance to see my brother.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Got to see everybody.
Man, I saw Daniel, I saw Eleanora, and I saw Kim. I saw, it was just like family reunion this weekend.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
My God.
Beautiful.
Praise the Lord.
And, coming back, we left here in the rain, and it didn't rain too much. We ran out of it. But coming back, we was in a lot of rain. I call it a storm rain. Because that white rain, just when we got on the expressway, it just started pouring down. But we ran out of it. When we got home, it ain't no rain. Sunshine.
Amen.
Weekend. And I thank everybody. The Emmy talked about the weekend so we all can enjoy.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Loretta, did you want to give the part or you need me to?
If you have it, you can go ahead and give it out. I just wanted as a reminder not to, if you have it together. Do you?
Okay.
All right.
We have for page 4 the responsive reading, Auntie Janet and Auntie Dr. Bowles.
She on page 4, guys.
Uh-huh.
The name again,
page
Angela?
Four. Okay, I'll do it over. For the responsive reading, we have Auntie Janet for the italics and Auntie Dot for the bowl.
Okay.
Amen.
Number one, Mom.
Okay.
Number two, Pop.
Okay.
You number will. Three, Auntie Betty.
Okay.
Number four, Auntie Marie. All right.
Number four.
Okay. Number five, I have Auntie Carrie. Will Stacy be on the line next week? If they are, I was going to do the birthday greeting. Stacy
and Kayla.
The birthday greeting.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
They didn't hear you. Okay.
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 Okay. And making sure I don't forget anybody. He's gonna keep going. Okay. The last responsive reading. The Bold, Reverend Allen.
Reverend Allen, you do the Bold.
And. I will find the other one to Sister Shirley.
Okay. Amen.
The bowl on what page?
Page five.
At the bottom. The responsive greeting.
In love with Jesus. Yes.
Amen. Falling in love.
Falling in love
with Jesus.
Hallelujah. Falling in love.
Amen.
All right. Everyone has their part.
Yes, ma'am.
Does anyone have anything else before we close the prayer line? You have the one want to say something?
No.
All righty. Well, let's just bow our heads and close out this prayer, please. Dear loving God, as we prayed for those who seek prayer, we also pray for ourselves, knowing that you will receive and answer even the humblest prayer. Thank you for helping us to be a part of your kingdom's work by serving those in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Everyone have a blessed week. We love you all.
Bless you too.
Good night. Love you all.
Night.